Following podcast is brought to you by the Communications Department at the Dominican University of California. Thank you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Identity with yours truly, Mr. Dylan. Today, our topic is conservative women in America. And today, we are interviewing Miss Rebecca, a conservative woman in America. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Rebecca.
Thank you for having me.
Now, there's going to be a lot of questions today, and a lot of our listeners are going to be very eager to hear some of your answers, but I like to preface this beforehand. We are not using Ms. Rebecca's real name, nor are we giving any personal details away for her security and mine. Now, let's get into it. Ms. Rebecca, were you always a conservative woman, or did you start left or start even more right and then come to a more neutral conservative angle?
Well, I definitely started out more left. I was about 14 when I first noticed politics. Obviously, you know, when I was 14, it was 2020. So the whole George Floyd thing was happening. A lot of, you know, I had my first phone. I had social media for the first time. And I immediately was bombarded with a lot of sob stories. Okay. And I'm sure a lot of you remember this, but it was this poor, sad situation here, these oppressive people here feel bad about this. Oh, don't, what about their mother? You know? And I think especially as women, we tend to have a lot of empathy and not a lot of reason. And that's not me saying I'm stupid, because I'm not, but it means that's not my initial reaction to things. It's not how I would, if I don't dig much further, I'm going to just go with my gut. And my gut tells me that, you know, take care of this poor little baby. So yeah, I was definitely left-leaning and made my way to the right throughout high school very slowly. And then as soon as I got to college, I got pretty into the more extreme far right. So
now, what would you consider the extreme far right? Because most liberal people, especially in the great state of California, will consider general Republicans, general conservatives to be part of the far right. Anybody doesn't have a moderate view compared to them. Now, what would you consider yourself by far right?
Well, to some, like you said, this may seem very extreme. And to some, it might actually not seem that extreme. It might seem pretty reasonable, which is what I think it is. I would consider myself a Christian nationalist. And obviously, I'm a nationalist for America. I've only ever known America. America is my truest identity. And Christianity has to come before that. So that's all I'm going to go by. And I think that is perfectly reasonable. That does mean that I think Republicans are pretty left-leaning and very soft. And I think that we need some drastic change. Raised in a very American household. So that is what I plan to do in the future with my family.
Now, as a Christian nationalist, were you always Christian, or did you come to find Jesus in your own way? Or how would you describe your journey in the faith?
You know, I would say that my conservatism definitely stems from my Christianity first. My faith in Christ and in the way that God created us and the way that He wants us to live shows me that out of all the political ideologies, the only thing that really aligns best with Christ's image for us tends to align with a very traditional, you could say a very traditional Catholic lifestyle. And I think that America, because I love America and it's my home, I want it to reflect that. Now, I don't think that means that America is like the chosen people, but my faith leads me to want the best for my country. And what the best I've seen has come from hating what we are. You know, we need to stop hating ourselves. And what are we as Americans? We're just Americans, you know? And that's something I had struggled with for a while, because I don't look, my beliefs don't align with the way I look sometimes. And I think people will assume that I believe something based off the way I look, or assume that because I believe in something that I must hate myself. And it's no, I love America and I love the country that I grew up in, and I want the best for it. And I think that we need to allow people to exist, really. And we need to allow this culture to exist.
Now, speaking on allowing people to exist, as a conservative woman in America, what is your view on abortion? Because we are a very abortion-friendly state in California. I personally completely disagree with abortion. I want to hear your take on it, especially as a woman in conservative America. Do you believe that, one, it's your duty to be a mother, two, live a more traditional at-home lifestyle, and three, how does the protection of the unborn play into your politics and your personal belief, especially as a Christian?
Well, as a Christian, there is an absolutely zero tolerance for the killing of human life. And as a woman, I think that has nothing to do with whether that's true or not. However, I understand that in this state, and especially just in this country or in this world, this age that we live in, it is normalized and promoted that we should be, killing our babies, which is insane. And I think it goes against everything that women were made for. And that's one thing that's hard to explain as a woman who's in college, especially. It was a hard thing for me to even cope with the fact that I have to go to university. I have to have a career in order to support myself. That's something I also really don't agree with. I think it's really unfortunate that we've come to a time where women aren't protected, I think I'm really just a modern feminist. I think women should be protected, that men have a responsibility to take care of women and to take care of their children. And that means that, yeah, no fault divorce. What is even that? And then abortion, most of it's happening because the men, leave these women behind because they've been told that, they're allowed to. And the women are told that babies are going to be the worst thing that ever happened to them. But in reality, even if it's not just because you're Christian, biologically, having a child is the best thing you can do for your body and for your mental health, for your physical health. Start a family. This is the natural way of things, even without Christ. And with Christ, he says, don't keep the little children from me. He says, life is valuable. He loves us. He wants all of us to be here, all Americans.
Now, you've heard it here first, folks, a woman advocating for no abortion, as many liberals will say that, no uterus, no opinion. Well, my host definitely has a uterus and definitely has an opinion. Now, I would love to, because we're hitting our 10-minute mark here for our listeners, I'd love to just dive into these last two questions here. One, you've already touched on traditional motherhood. If it's an option on the table, would you rather forfeit your career and your degree that you've worked on for 4 to 5 years to be a stay-at-home mother or in some other traditional sense, not saying that specifically, and how are you fighting stigma against conservative people, especially in your inner circles? And how is it coming out as conservative in your own sense?
Well, the first part of that question, they kind of goes together, because as somebody who's, again, in college, it's hard to explain to some people that I'm only here because I have to be here. If some women want to choose to have a career instead of having a family, I'm not going to stop them. That's another thing I love about America. You can do whatever you want if you have the means to, which not all of us do. So someone like me, as a woman, my entire dream is to just have kids, raise more Christians, and give that. That's my duty to the church, to Christ, is to grow his church and to try to add to it. And that is a way that I know I could. And there are other vocations within the church where you can do that as well. But you have to, again, you have to either have the means or a certain sacrifice. And I know my calling and I will have my kids, but I have to wait. I have to wait until a time where it'll be harder for me, because fertility wise, we really, after 25, you got to start looking out. And that's what, by the time I'll be done with school. So yeah, in finding stigma on campus, definitely difficult. Everyone's, especially it's a female majority campus, everyone's very protective over their careers, more so than they would even be over their own children. And I find that really unfortunate.
Now, we're at the end part of the podcast here, and I would like to touch on something for our viewers or listeners, since they can't call in and ask a question. And it's a great point that you brought up, that it being a majority female campus. To any of those women who are secretly conservative or may have just some conservative opinions and ideas contrary to their public belief around everybody else and the mask that they have to put on, How would you tell those women to sort of break out in a respectful and safe way for themselves to be more conservative?
Just be honest with other people. And I think you have a duty to be honest anyways. You know, be honest with your friends about how you feel, about how you feel about the decisions they're making. And some people will shut you out. Some people will tell you that it's none of your business and that your opinion's wrong and whatever. But you've been dealing with that the whole time anyways. You've been hearing them this whole time. So speak up. And I don't think that means you have to do anything radical, especially as women. I don't think there's much for us to do except for support the movement by, you know, being there for the men in your life and supporting them in that way, doing your part. And what is your part? It's by building the church. And like I said, there's lots of different ways to do that, but you have to be bold, you have to be brave, and you have to stop caring about what other people think, because there are a lot more of us out there than you'd think. You know, make less assumptions.
Now, I'd like to thank our guest, Ms. Rebecca, for coming on and giving some amazing answers in great detail. And I hope our listeners at home, in the car, or anywhere can really appreciate, one, Ms. Rebecca coming all the way out here to do this, and two, the production value of just her and her opinions. Because not every conservative thinks the same. But I just want to say thank you to you, Ms. Rebecca, for coming out here and being a great sport for everybody. And just to let our listeners know, for next episode, we will be interviewing someone who is very liberal-minded. There was no script for this episode. There's going to be no script for the next episode. There were simply just a couple questions we agreed that we would ask, and a lot of it just came off the top of our heads. Same thing will happen in our next interview. Thank you, Ms. Rebecca. Is there anything you'd like to say as we close out?
No, thank you, and thank God.
Thank you. And as we always say at the end of these episodes, thank you, everybody. Get home safe wherever you are. Christ is King, and have a great day. Thank you. Check it out.